Erev Shabbos Parshas Balak Tovshin Samaches.
The Gemara in Seita Daf Mem Zayin Amar Aleph says, Amrav Yehuda Amarav, La'olam Yasek Adam B'Teira Uve Mitzvis B'Afal Pishalei Lishma. Person should always, La'olam, should always involve himself in Limud HaTorah, and learning Torah, and doing mitzvahs, B'Afal Pishalei Lishma, even though he's not doing it for the right reasons, he's not doing it with pure intentions, for the sake of Hashem, for the sake of fulfilling the Torah, still he should do that. Shemitech shalei lishma balishma. Because by doing a mitzvah, even for ulterior motives, for doing so for other reasons, other than the right reasons, that is, for the sake of heaven, it will come to lishma. That Gemara is brought in several places. This is in Seita Mem Zayin, earlier in Seita Chav Beis Amid Beis, in Hayrius Yir Amid Beis, Psachim, Brachis, Nazir, this Chazal is brought. Here the Gemara brings, as well as in Hayrius, a raya from our parsha of Balak. Shebeschar Arbon Ushmainu Shnayim Karbonis Shehikrav Balak Melech Mayav, because of the 42 Karbonis that Balak brought, Zocha v'yotzizimenu Rus, he was zeichet that Rus was a descendant of his, as Rus was the bita of Eglon, who was b'nei shel Balak, and it ended up that came out from Rus was David, and David's son was Shloimei, and Shloimei shekazu bei elef oilois yale Shloimei, that Shloimei HaMelech ended up bringing karbonis. Thousands of karbonis that Shloimei HaMelech brought. And the Gemara seems to say that this can be connected back to an ancestor of Shloimei HaMelech, namely Balak. So we learn from Balak that a person should involve himself in Torah and mitzvahs even if he doesn't have the right reasons, because certainly Balak didn't have the right reasons, because Shemitei Shalei Lishma Balishma. Tosis already on Chav Beis and Bebeis here in Seita and Brachis Daf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph asks a blatant contradiction in that Chazal, because the Gemara in Brachis says Kala Isik B'Teira Shalei Lishma Nasalei Samamavis, the Gemara says in Tainis, or Kala Isik B'Teira Lishma Shalei Lishma Nechle Shalei Nivra. Sounds like if someone learns Torah without the right intentions, someone learns Torah for not for the sake of heaven, it would be better off that he would not have been created. That's what the Gemara says. So why are you telling me a person should always learn Shalei Lishma, even though you can't learn for the sake of heaven? Learn anyway. Here it says, you learn Shalei Lishma, it's better you not have been created. So Tosfos makes a clear distinction. And Tosfos, it depends. If he's learning in order to use it to put down others, he's using it in arguments against others, then it's better that he would not have been created. However, if he's learning for ulterior motives, namely because he wants to earn reward in Olam Haba, if he's learning Torah doing mitzvahs because he's afraid he would get punished if he doesn't do so, then that's Shalei Lishma, and that's a good Shalei Lishma, Shemitei Shalei Lishma, Bo Lishma. This is how Tosfos understands the difference. It's a little difficult to understand Balak. So what's the what was Balak's intent? Was it not lekanter? Was it not to put down? Was it not to destroy Klal Yisrael? The reason why he brought karbanis was Bilam said, "I could curse the Jews, but you have to bring karbanis and make it give me the ability to be able to curse the Jews." So Tosfos says here, Chav Beis and Mebeis in Seita, that the Gemara says, "Shebeschar main base karbanis shikar kubalak zochav yatsiv menu gam hu niskaven lana osay." He also was mechaven for his own personal interest. In other words, just like somebody who does Torah and mitzvahs because he has ava for the schar, he desires the reward, or he's doing so out of fear, he doesn't want any punishment. So too, Balak shared in that thought. Or in the way in going about it, him doing these bringing these karbanis, shehel karmel lashem lahashlem chafetzav bischaray v'loy lashem shemayim. Tosfos seems to say Balak bringing karbanis was just, it wasn't lashem shemayim. Isn't it lekanter? Isn't it to put down others? And is it to destroy? So Tosfos seems to be saying that, and as this is also within the parameters of doing so for an ulterior motive, he's doing so because for his own pleasure. I saw from Reb Chaim Kanievsky a little bit differently, which goes in line with Tosfos, which makes it a little bit easier to understand at least. And he says the parasha starts off Vayogra Mayav Mipneya Am Ma'id, that Mayav, the whole nation of Mayav, was terribly afraid of Klal Yisrael. And that's why, Rashi tells in the beginning, that's why they got Balak, who was a great leader and a warrior, he would save them. So really, says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the whole purpose of Balak trying to destroy Klal Yisrael was only that he shouldn't be destroyed. So he did so out of fear. As he says, Ein Adam Nitfas Al Tzairah, you can't sort of blame a person when he's petrified. He's just afraid of Klal Yisrael. They were afraid of Klal Yisrael, and that's why he brought the Karbanis. So true, he brought the Karbanis to destroy Klal Yisrael, but he did so out of fear, and that can be within the parameters of Shalai Lishma. It doesn't help us understand Shemitei Shalai Lishma Baal Lishma. But here Rabbi Yashua says in the Gemara in Saitan Dav Mem Zayin, he says that indeed, by Balak it was not to be understood Shemitei Shalai Lishma Baal Lishma. Balak never came to a level of Lishma in his doing of good deeds, in this case bringing Karbanis. That's true. But we see from Balak that there is a inherent segula. There's an inherent ingredient in doing a mitzvah that can give it the power to come to Lishma. Because look, even Balak, who really didn't have any great intentions, he was just doing so out of fear, he was doing so that he himself shouldn't be destroyed by the Jews. Nonetheless, you see, filtering down the later generations, it came to reward him. Even though you could say, here Rabbi Eliyashu seems to veer off of what our Tosfos says, but Rabbi Eliyashu says, isn't Balak lekanter? Isn't Balak doing so to destroy others? And it's noach leshalei nivra? He says the two are not a contradiction. They can be mutually exclusive. It's true. It's better this person wouldn't have been born. It's better not have been created, because this way he wouldn't have done these terrible things of trying to destroy the Jews. But nonetheless, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekapeach kol biriyah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never overlooks and never takes away any good deed or any good thing that a person does, and therefore he gets schar. So he heard from Balak also, better he wouldn't have done it, better he wouldn't have been created to be able to bring the Karbanis to try to destroy the Jews. Nonetheless, any mitzvah that's done, the mitzvah itself has the power to create something good from it, and therefore both can be true. That's how we're a little bit understanding of Balak and his doing of the mitzvahs. Now this Chazal is two interesting chidushim. One on the side of Torah Shalai Lishma and one on the side of mitzvah Shalai Lishma. And we'll see if we have time for both of them. The Brisker Rav asks a very simple question on this Chazal. Rabbi Yehuda Merav tells us, La'olam yasek adam b'teira v'mitzvah safila shalai lishma. Person should even do mitzvahs not for the sake of heaven. Should be teira shalai lishma ba'al lishma. And as Rabbi Yehuda Merav is telling us some chiddush, a person would think, listen, maybe I shouldn't do the mitzvahs. Why? Because I'm not at the level of doing it lishma. I'm not at the level of learning Torah lishma just for the sake of learning Torah, just for the sake of Hashem commanding me to learn Torah. So maybe I shouldn't do it. Says Rav, no, you do it anyway. You're not sure you're going to do a mitzvah with all the great intentions? Do it anyway. It's Frek the Brisker Rav. Why should I think that? Would a person think that because he can't do the mitzvah in the best possible way with the greatest intention for the sake of heaven, so you shouldn't do the mitzvah? Is it not a mitzvah? One gives tzedakah and he doesn't have all the great reasons, and he does it because he wants honor. One learns Torah because he wants people to call him a chacham. Should we think that's not a mitzvah? That's not learning Torah? I need Rabbi Yehuda Merav to tell me you should do it anyway? Why would I think you shouldn't do it anyway? Of course you should do it. Of course it's a mitzvah. Why would I think not? What is Rabbi Yehuda Merav telling us? So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Hey. the following. Tchilas dinei shel adam einai nidan el al v'hatalmud. That the first judgment that they're going to judge a person after 120 years is going to be an account on his learning. How much did he learn? Did he learn enough? Did he learn enough time? That's going to be the first judgment. And then they're going to deal with everything else. Lefikach, therefore, says the Rambam, Omru Chachamim, our sages have told us, La'olam yasek adam b'teira afilu shaloi l'shma, shemitei shaloi l'shma, no l'shma. He brings this chazal. Two questions on this Rambam. Rambam says that the first din, the first account, when a person goes up to Shemayim will be concerning his divrei Torah, and therefore a person shall learn even shaloi l'shma, shemitei shaloi l'shma, no l'shma. What does one have to do with the other? There's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, there's a mitzvah to learn. So one has to learn regardless of what the account will be. And if you tell me that I should learn even not for the sake of heaven, even for ulterior motives, I should still learn because it will lead to that, then that in itself is a good lesson. That in itself is a good halacha. Why is it based? Because the first judgment will be on Talmud Torah, therefore learn even shaloi l'shma. What's lefikach? Therefore you shall learn even shaloi l'shma. That's question number one. Question number two is, which many Acharonim ask, is the Rambam left out mitzvahs. And the Gemara says, Leilam yasek adam b'teira uve mitzvahs. And the Rambam in his halachas only brings al teira and doesn't bring a mitzvahs at all. So we have the Brisker Rav's kasha that why does Rabbi Yehuda Marav have to give us a heter? He has to give us a heter that even if you're not doing your lishma, you can still do the mitzvahs. What do I need a heter from him? It's a mitzvah anyway. It's a mitzvah regardless. What do I need a heter from him? Remember this kasha in the Rambam. Why does the Rambam only bring the halacha in reference to Torah shaloi lishma? And how is it connected to the fact that he says that the first din on the person will be based on Torah? So I saw a mimer from Rav Huttner, Zatzal. Where based on what he says, it answers these kashas. Indeed, there's no chiddush that a person, even if he's doing a mitzvah with other intent, and not just for the sake of the mitzvah, not just for the sake of doing Hashem's will, certainly should do the mitzvah. No question about it. That's not a chiddush that Rabbi Yehuda Marav has to tell us a person is to do a mitzvah even if he doesn't have all the right intent, all the kavana l'shma. However, there is a chiddush, he says, by Torah. It could be, he says, that we would think that a person should not learn Torah unless he's up to the level of learning Torah l'shma. Why? Because Torah was told in the Gemara and Brachis that has to be learned kinesinasa b'sinai, as it was given, which means that a certain level that Klal Yisrael was at when they received the Torah, that's how we have to learn Torah, with great awe, with great reverence to the Torah, the rest is a Hosea, with even trembling, that we're learning Hashem's word. So indeed, a person would say, or we would think without this chazal, that a person who's not up to the level of learning Torah l'shma should not learn Torah at all. We find the Gemara in Brachis says, I think it's Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, that a Baal Keri, a person who became Tamei, can't learn Torah. He's us in Torah. They restricted him what he's allowed to learn. Maybe Medrash, maybe not Gemara, Mishnah. So you see a Baal Keri, because he's not in a state of purity, shouldn't learn Torah. So too a person who's not in a state of purity of intent should not learn Torah. That's what we would have thought. Mitzvahs, of course he would have done mitzvahs. But the Torah not. Comes along, Rabbi Yehuda Marav, and says, "La'olam yasek adam b'teira v'mitzvah afilu shaloi l'shma." Even Torah, one should learn shaloi l'shma. Why? Because shemitei shaloi l'shma bo l'shma. Because from that learning, even though it was start shaloi l'shma, eventually will come to l'shma, and therefore it's worth it and worthwhile to learn him shaloi l'shma. Says Rav Huttner that this concept, this segula, as we mentioned before, of doing something shaloi l'shma, which are really to l'shma, can be understood in the following way. If a person does a mitzvah, he involves himself in doing a mitzvah, and he goes through their actions, goes through their motions, or goes through learning, shaloi lishma, eventually that will have a koyach to bring to lishma. The concept brought in the Svarim that the chitzainius ma'ereres es apnimius, that our outer actions and our doings will bring forth even our inner thoughts and inner intent as well. So you would think, if that's the way it works, that once you involve yourself, eventually you come to a level of lishma, then it will be preferable to just be Isaac in mitzvah shalei lishma. And once you're Isaac in mitzvah shalei lishma, so then you don't learn Torah yet, because that shalei lishma and Torah is not proper. So just do mitzvah shalei lishma, and then the involvement of mitzvah shalei lishma will eventually bring a person to a level of lishma, and now he's in the level of lishma, now he should go learn Torah because he's at a level of lishma. And that would have been optimum, says Rav Utner. That's really what he should have done. However, since tchilas dinei shel adam al divrei Torah, since the first account that a person is going to have is Torah, therefore, he can't wait for him to get to a level of lishma through doing mitzvah shalei lishma. And now he's at a level that he can't even learn Torah lishma because tchilas dinei shel adam al divrei Torah. And as we see of what paramount importance learning Torah is and how much a person has to learn, that he can't wait a day, a week, he can't wait for that time when it will come where he'll be at a level of lishma. Indeed, the Havamina would have thought at first your person should not learn Torah Shalai Lishma. Torah has to be on a pure, pristine level, only Lishma. But there's a way we can get to Torah Lishma, and that's through doing something Shalai Lishma. But you can do that either through the avenue of Mitzvah Shalai Lishma or Torah Shalai Lishma. So we would have thought to do Mitzvah Shalai Lishma. Why? Because we know that's a mitzvah anyhow, the action of mitzvah. But maybe Torah, which has to be learned in a pristine level, only Lishma, should not be done, one should not engage in Talmud Torah until he's up to that level. Says the Rambam, Tchilas Dinei Shel Adam Al Divrei Torah. The first thing is going to be judged in Divrei Torah. So we see how important that is, that every person has to have his chelek in Torah. And therefore, don't wait through doing mitzvah shalei lishma to get to that level. But one should involve himself even in the Torah. First thing should be even Torah, even though it's shalei lishma, even though it's not on the highest level, the best level which we would have thought. But since the first din is on him, and who knows when he's going to stand before that judgment, will be the din al divrei Torah, and therefore he has to be involved himself even in Torah study, even shalei lishma, shemitei shalei lishma balishma. Rav Chaim Volozhin explains, what does it mean, mitei shalei lishma balishma? It doesn't mean that he'll learn for 5-10 years, and then from there on in he'll be lishma, but rather, he says, even if kol yemei chayim in ura, even if all of his youth, v'ad zikna, v'seva, and even when he gets older, haye iske ba shalei lishma, his whole life he's learning shalei lishma, he says, still such a person you have to give cover to, because Chazal promised us shemitei shalei lishma ba lishma ki eina pirish davkav shiyove yimizeh li lishma. Doesn't mean that eventually he'll come to a level which is lishma, that from here on in, yaseh batomid kol yamav rak lishma, the rest of his days he'll learn lishma. Ela haynu. Rather what it means is, shebachol pam shu'olay mei bikviyas zman kamishayis retzufim. If he's learning a certain amount of time, and certainly if he's learning an extended amount of time, he's learning for a few hours, av shebederek klal hoisek evanasi lishma lishma, when he went and he started learning, could be he had other intentions, could be he had other motives why he's going to learn. But once he engages himself in learning, once he starts to learn, built the Efsha Klal, it's not possible, Shleikonis Beliboy, that it will not enter in his heart, the Emsa Halimud, during his learning, and while he's learning, Al Kalpanim, Zman Muad, even for some small time, Kavana Ratsuya Lashma, a Kavana, pure intent in why he's learning. The truth is that we see it in ourselves. Why a person starts learning could be as many different reasons, shalai lishma. But once he gets involved in learning, once he starts enjoying the learning, and the enjoyment of learning is lishma, as the Igla Tal writes in his Akdama, so those moments are lishma. Says Rav Chaim Volozhin, an amazing chiddush. Umayata, he says, kol ma shalom ar hayne shalai lishma. all the start of that, then everything he learned prior to this moment where he got a surge of lishma in him, niskadesh v'netayer al yedei oisei ha'es katan shekimei b'lishma. Person sits down to learn for a couple of hours. Learns sits down to learn for an hour. He says it could be the start of it with shalei lishma, and it could be 45 out of the hour, minutes out of the hour with shalei lishma. But he had a few minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes that were lishma, that were pure intent, that were for the sake of learning and wanting to learn and appreciating learning, and because Hashem said to do so. He says the whole hour becomes niskadish. The whole hour becomes sanctified and purified as if it was all lishma. That's Rav Chaim Volozhin's chiddush. Understanding it in the light of this this idea from Rav Hunder, it makes a lot of sense that the chiddush here is that indeed Torah should only be learned lishma, and that's the whole chiddush of Rav Yehuda Merav. But Torah over mitzvahs, he says mitzvahs also he threw in, but really that's just to tell me that the segula of shalei lishma comes to lishma. And that's why the Rambam says Rav Hunder didn't bring it, because it's not nafkamina la halacha. It's not negel la halacha that I have to learn, that I have to do mitzvah shalei lishma. As the Brisker Rav said, I should do mitzvah even shalei lishma. Of course, the chiddush is only in Torah. I would think you shouldn't learn Torah shalei lishma. Comes Rav Yehuda Merav, even Torah one shalei lishma. Because once one engages himself in Torah, then there will be moments in that learning that will be lishma. And says Rav Chaim Volozhin, then that entire segment of learning, that time when he was learning, that lishma, those moments of lishma, turned the whole thing of shalei lishma into lishma. And that's the mitzvah shalei lishma, ba lishma. We'll hold it here. I think that's a good enough chiddush.